Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Ignite Your Life Classes. I'm Christy Demas, your host and author of the book Ignite Your Life. And it's all about, for me, in this moment, living your passions and your purpose. Just a little introduction about who I am. I also am a speaker, I'm a psychotherapist, and a sex educator and relationship coach. The Ignite Your Life podcast is a show to support women and couples to live their very best ignited life. I want you to also check out my new YouTube channel and show, Authentic AF, which highlights guests talking about authenticity and overcoming their obstacles to achieve more authenticity in life. You just need to go on YouTube and search for Hot Pink University. You can find me on the web at www.hotpinkyou.com or on Facebook at Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis. Hopefully, you will always find ways to be inspired to reignite your life with passion, purpose, and play. Today, I'm super excited to be talking about embodiment. And this is going to be a short and brief little introductory Ignite Your Life class with me today, as I'm hopping on later on today, a webinar. If you're listening to this in the recorded fashion and you didn't make the webinar that I will be taping today at noon live with those that have signed up, if you didn't make the webinar, no problem. It would be great if you would just reach out to me at hotpinkyou@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to send you a recording of that webinar. For the most updated way, though, to get a hold of me, visit me on the web at www.hotpinkyou.com and sign up for my newsletter. Every Friday, I do a 5 for Friday, and in there is all kinds of juicy resources, things I'm reading, things I'm watching, things I'm eating and making in my kitchen, and all kinds of yummy ways to ignite your life. I also support people in there who are doing things that I am super inspired by. So we're going to dive in today. Get your journal, get a pen, sit back, and be ready to learn some tools and tips around embodiment. So to start, I really like to define what I think embodiment is, you know, and so I take from a lot of my own teachers that I've had throughout my life and articles I've read. And so I don't have any places I can say I'm going to cite this is what so-and-so says. But I can tell you some of my mentors, Pamela Madsen with Back to the Body, Danielle and Celeste with Somatica Institute, and many, many others, as well as the readings that I do in Psychology Today and trauma-informed readings and things. This is my definition that I've kind of glommed onto regarding embodiment. And what are embodiment practices? I feel like embodiment for me is just being uber aware that my body has information. And as a psychotherapist, I have lived, and I'm sure many of you can, even if you're not a psychotherapist, you can attest to this, we live a lot of our lives from the neck up. We're very in our head. We're very in our head around stories. We're very in our head around experiences, and those experiences get shaped through our lens or our belief system. I always talk about them as like sunglasses looking on the world. If you take my emotional literacy course for women, you'll understand this like process that I'm talking about, very cerebral in our heads. But embodiment practices use the information from the mind and the head, yes, but more so drops into our bodies and really looks for the information that's in there. And what's interesting about that from my psychotherapy background perspective is that is really where our feelings and our thoughts start. our emotions is they're basically a chemical surge, a chemical response to stimuli coming in. And a lot of times then our mind gets online and starts like sensing there's something happening in my body. And then whoop, all of the information starts coming from the neck up. Our prefrontal cortex starts making, you know, stories around it. It's our imagination station. And so it takes in that body sensation that's happening through the emotions, the chemical surge. And it creates meaning. It creates a cognitive saturation, a thought saturation of, like, what's happening. And what embodiment practices do then is it slows that process down, and it takes it off from the automatic, I feel and so therefore I think, and it moves it more towards a slowing awareness of there is something happening here in my body, and let me check in with my body for just a minute longer, even just a couple seconds longer, before I try to cognitively saturate what is happening in my body and then create some kind of story, right? And so my partner might be like packing for a trip and I start feeling a tightening in my chest, right? I start feeling a sick feeling in my gut of like, oh, he's leaving, right? And if I just move it up to my head, I might even try to start a fight. Like, I don't know why you have to be going on this trip, right? Because my body's feeling uncomfortableness, and my mind wants to take that uncomfortableness and make sense of it and do something about it and move into production and action and, you know, forcing something. You know, forcing a fight, forcing a confrontation, right? Because my body is feeling uncomfortable and my mind wants to take care of my body in that way. And what embodiment is it's sitting on the edge of the bed watching my partner maybe pack for a trip and going, ooh, my chest is tightening and my stomach is really, like, something's happening here for me. And I can start moving in deeper into my body for more information versus my head, and I can start checking in, like, what is that about? What is that feeling associated with? Oh, it's a feeling of, like, maybe sadness and, like, anxiousness, nervousness. What do I feel like I need right now? And I can, like, really drop in deep and check in, take a couple deep breaths, not move it to my head. And I might even find, like, a story of growing up and when I saw my mom packing, right, and leaving my dad. Like, I might even drop in deep into that story and, like, be like, oh, okay, that's where the intensity is coming from, is it's this fear of, like, abandonment. So what it really is nervousness, anxiety, but really deep down it's fear and, like, inner child kind of thing. That's what I feel like embodiment is. It is using the body as a tool for healing through more self-awareness, through mindfulness practices. And I'm not talking mindfulness like meditation and, you know, putting your hands together and prana and, like, you know, sitting there. And it doesn't have to be that. Mindfulness can be like, ooh, I'm slowing things down here. I'm feeling a sensation, right? We can do embodiment practices through connection, through self-acceptance, and self-compassion. And so embodiment practices really is creating that relationship, that connection between our physical being and the energy we have in our body and our mind. And so it's through body awareness. It can be through movement, even through dance. It can be through visualization techniques and dropping in techniques. It can be through slowing down, through creating greater sensory awareness. And it can be through using progressive relaxation techniques or other relaxation techniques like breathing and embodiment breathing. It's the way we choose to use our bodies. You know, when you see somebody using their bodies in a connection with another person, they're making eye contact, maybe they're even leaning in to, like, hear at a greater level and kind of close the bubble of intimacy around one another. So you see people all the time leaning in, leaning forward, conveying interest. They're actually using their body to become more embodied in that moment, right? And like I said, we often live from our shoulders up. I know I do when I'm in psychotherapy. But what happens when we slow things down and we truly drop in to our bodies? What happens when we create more of an awareness of the physical or the physiological sensations that might be occurring? Embodiment is really about becoming a more whole person, to have all of our parts online, to feel all of our feelings deeply and more fully, and not from a place of fear, but from a place of curiosity, and not from a place of assumption gathering, but on meaning making, right? And so it's not coming into our bodies with a story already in our minds, but it's being present to the here and now through our breath. Our bodies have so much wisdom. And so I really invite you over the next week to be dropping in more when you're having that split trigger sensation, whether it's excitement, surprise, happy, joyful, or some of the more uncomfortable feelings like sadness, grief, anger, frustration, rage even. It doesn't matter what the feeling is. It matters, are you slowing it down and trying to make greater meaning? And through that greater meaning, we have deeper connections and intimacy with ourselves. And then through that deepened connection and intimacy with ourselves, we can have deeper connection and intimacy with others in our life. And that's the whole point. As a sex educator and relationship coach, my whole point of doing what I do is to create deepening connections and intimacy. I know so often throughout my life, I have really focused on career and career goals. And now in this next midlife half time of my life, I'm really deepening the connections that I have and the intimacy with other people, or at least I'm seeking to do that. And so it's not about so much producing. Like, my career is rocking and rolling. It's up and going, and there's things I have to do for it, right? There's things I have to do to attend to it and take care of it. But more so, what am I doing to take care of the connections that matter most to me, myself and the people in my first two inner circles? And I work on a 5 like circle trust building exercise with the women I coach with. And I'm really focused on the first two inner circles, those people that are the closest to me, that know me the best, and that have all my private like stuff, you know, and then that second circle of those people that are kind of on deck, you know, that they're almost in that inner circle, but to draw them in closer, I would need to like really establish more connections and boundaries with them, right? So what is being disembodied? I think it's super important when we talk about embodiment that we do the opposite and we talk about what is disembodied. And when I see people, especially in my psychotherapy practice, depression and anxiety and other somatic complaints like irritable bowel syndrome and other tension, I know my migraines are completely a secondary symptom to being disembodied, right? It can be overeating, lack of exercise, not moving your body, staying indoors, not going out in nature, feeling like an outsider, right? Dissociating from your body and not feeling connected from it, feeling ill at ease. We direct all of our attention then when we're feeling this and the stories to avoid any discomfort. And there can be great healing through the body, through shaking, dancing, releasing, crying, laughing. These are all embodiment practices for greater healing. We can use sound. We can use, for me, my partner always comments on, I make so much noises. Like while I'm moving around the house, if I get up from a chair, I'm like, ugh, if I'm yawning. I make a big, like, noise as I'm yawning. If I'm getting out of bed, before I get out of bed, I take a couple really deep, heavy breaths and then sigh as I'm letting the air out. I do make a lot of noises. And what it's doing is when we do those noises, we're actually resetting our nervous system. We're activating a lot of times in making those noises. We're activating our vagus nerve. which is the parasympathetic nervous system, which is our relaxation response. And so I encourage you over the next week, along with increasing your awareness and dropping into your body and slowing things down, make some noises. Next time you get up from a chair or before you get out of bed, make a big heavy groan and like see how you feel. I also do a lot of like squeals of delight when something's like really like fun for me, or I'm like really excited about something, or I see somebody, you know, I make that squealing noise of delight. And it's, for me, it's a way for my body to like move that energy that's being created by seeing somebody that I'm super juicy and jazzed up to see. So sighing, stretching, groaning, even screaming, you know, can make a big difference. And so like I stated this afternoon, we're going to be doing in the webinar, we're going to be doing an embodied breath work exercise to kind of tune inside a little bit more on what's going on. We're going to be doing a feelings journey exercise around, you know, getting to know our feelings more. And then we're going to be doing a trigger mapping exercise, which we all have triggers, you know, whether it's traffic, your loved ones, situations at work. And so we're going to be doing kind of a trigger mapping exercise to really become aware of how to notice the triggers happening and de-escalate that. And like I said, if you can't make it this afternoon, just drop me an email or get on my email list. I always I connect those webinars for the next month afterwards in my email, so that more people can get that information. That's super important for me. Today, we're going to end our time together. Like I said, we're doing a really beautiful, we're only like 15 minutes in now, so we'll wrap up in the next 5 minutes for this embodiment kind of, what would it be called, like a little amuse-bouche before the dinner, before the meal. It's just a little introductory work around what our embodiment practices and what can Somatica coaching in general do for you. So I want to do a really beautiful You Are Safe body awareness exercise, right? And what I want you to do is uncross your legs, get in a comfortable position. If you're driving your car, just you know, pull over if you want, or re-listen to the recorded version of this. But what we're going to be doing is just kind of taking a moment to drop into our bodies and just really notice. And we're going to be doing a 5-sensation exercise that will support you to reset your nervous system when you need to. This is especially You Are Safe. You know, when you're getting touch, whether it's through massage, whether it's through working with a sexological body worker, or whether it's working through a Somatica practitioner in-person session, when you're getting touch, a lot of times touch can trigger like a feeling, sometimes even in a conversational way, like whether it's on Zoom or in person, you can notice that you are all of a sudden having an unsafe feeling in your body. And I want you to feel that unsafe feeling the last time maybe you felt unsafe in your body. And notice where that felt. For me, it's in my chest and in my belly. I have a tightening in my throat, and sometimes my eyes even water, or I even move into crying quickly when I'm feeling unsafe. My breath catches. I notice that. Sometimes I even, my hands curl up and make a fist. And so I want you to feel into what that unsafety might feel for you. And just taking a mildly deep breath, not a full belly breath, but just a mild, noticing of deepening your breath. And I'm going to share a story with you. This summer, I went camping by myself for the first time. I often, in my early, mid to late 20s, had taken my son camping with me, and he was 3 at the time, 3 and 4. I would take him by myself camping, and we'd set up the tent together, and there was always this feeling late in the night as a single mom camping with him of unsafety. And one of the reasons I took myself camping at the age of 51 was to feel safe enough in my body. Yeah, to feel into what safety feels like for me and to find a safe place in my body. which is so important for us to have, is a safe place to go to. And when I was camping at night, I woke up one evening and I could hear an owl off in the distance, and every once in a while it would hoot and move just a little bit closer, and I could hear a coyote pack barking off into the distance, and I suddenly found myself feeling unsafe, you know, alone in a tent on the very far side of a very non-packed-in campground. And I put one hand on my chest and one hand on my belly, and I invite you to do the same right now. And I wanted to stay in my body and find a safe place in my body. And this is helpful when I'm in a fight with my partner, or I'm feeling triggered by a colleague, or I'm in a therapy session and perhaps a client is exuding anger and frustration. It might even be pointed at me. I need to feel a sense of safety in my body. And so I want you to just open your eyes now, one hand on your chest, one hand on your belly. And I want you to find five things in your environment right now you can see to bring yourself back into your body in the here and now and find that inner safety. So for me, I'm looking at a green pen, snow lightly falling outside, my warm cup of coffee, my journal, and a pillow on the bed that's in my office that I use, and it says darling on it. Just noticing those things to bring you back into your body. This is really helpful for those that tend to dissociate in response to a trigger, where you kind of feel a sense of moving outside of your body and being an observer from the outside looking in. And I want you to find four things right now in your environment you can actually physically touch. For me, it's the pen, and I'm just going to hold it in my hand and roll it around and put that down. And now I'm picking up a hair tie, and it's just kind of stretching it in my hands to bring myself back into my safe space in my body. There's a handkerchief. A friend of mine, Ritu, gave me a handkerchief, and I keep it at my desk to use for, and I'm just going to use that now and kind of hold it in my hands and feel the fabric, right? And I'm going to take a sticky note and peel it away and feel all the stickies. So whatever you're touching, just four things that you can find in your environment to touch. And outside of my voice, what are three things you can hear? So I'm going to be silent for 30 seconds while you find three things in your environment you can hear, and I'll do the same. And coming back together, I noticed my heartbeat because I have earphones on. And I noticed this light white background noise on my earphones. And just outside of my window, I can hear the dripping as the snow is melting and going down into the eaves. And the next sense is two things that you can smell. So for me, I have my cup of coffee, putting it under my nose and smelling the grounds as they were warmed up this morning with hot water. And the other thing is I have a lotion bottle that has frankincense and myrrh in it. And so I'm going to open that and smell that, and that really brings you back into your body, using that sensation of smell. And then the last one is one thing you can taste. And you might not have anything in front of you, so just taste what's in the residual that's in your mouth right now. Move your tongue around and really taste like what maybe you had a banana this morning and you can still kind of taste the residual pieces of that. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. And this is just your You Are Safe, an embodiment practice that you can do anywhere and anytime you're feeling triggered. You can take a moment. Maybe you're at a transitional pivotal point in a conversation with a loved one that really needs your attention. Maybe you're in a meeting and you're just feeling yourself like drifting away because some altercation occurred. Or maybe you're feeling on a walk alone, you know, that moment of like, oh, am I safe, you know? And you can take You Are Safe with you anywhere. It's just 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. And I want to thank you for joining me today. This very brief Ignite Your Life class is here for you to start getting a familiarity with your own embodiment practices. I want you to start living as a whole woman, a whole human being, where you take time to really drop into your body. It has so much wisdom, knowledge, and memories in there. Thanks so much for joining me for another great life class. You can find me again at www.hotpinkyou.com. And I invite you to join my email list. They're always filled with great information to ignite your life with pleasure and with passion. You also can sign up for the 5-day pleasure challenge that you can take on your own. It's a great way to bring back pleasure into your life. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you on my YouTube channel at Authentic AF. And also reach out and sign up for a 30-minute consultation if Spark Couple Coaching sounds interesting to you or individual coaching with me sounds interesting to you. I want you to get back into your body and take really good care of yourself. Have a great rest of your day, and as always, be well.